It's time for What's Cooking on 95 BFM. It sure is that time of the show. Oh, wow, that echo is insane. We're going to try sort that out, but hopefully it's fine just to say hello. We're very lucky to have Tom from Guardian Singles with us on the line. Kia ora, Tom. How are you?
Well, I'm good aside from this delayed trigger intervention.
Yeah, this is insane.
This is how I feel most days.
We're like tripping out. Oh my god.
Welcome.
Okay, wow. Look, what we might do is get straight into your first track, and then we'll try sort those technical difficulties and hopefully be all good by the time we come back on. Is that all right?
That's all right.
Okay, awesome. Let's start with a track by Robin Skirt. This one's called Comma.
This is Ribbon Skirt this is Comma by Ribbon Skirt, and we've got Tom of Guardian Singles on the line there, hopefully with less of an echo. I think our doubles are gone.
Ooh. Gone.
Don't freak us out like that.
That's just me. Sorry. I like this band because it's like this, some of the parts kind of don't make the whole or something. There's something kind of special about them. We played with them in Texas at South by Southwest last year.
Oh, amazing.
And I really enjoyed them. I think I've got a soft spot for Seth as well.
For what, sorry?
They were like the target audience for that kind of music when it was like sort of called out as a thing. I'm just like, I don't know. I really like them. They did this other full length last year as well, which was like a lot more kind of 90s rock. Are you guys still getting the delay here?
No. This is good.
Okay, cool. And yeah, I just thought they were a really, really good band. We still like so many guitar bands, which I don't usually speak out myself, except the bands that we sort of play with in Auckland and even around Aotearoa. Like, the lineups are usually varied, or even within the sort of realm of guitar music, kind of more varied. Whereas at South by Southwest, it was like indie rock, and you know, and kind of like louder and quieter. But they were good. And was from somewhere in Canada. I can't remember where. But anyway, I really enjoyed them, and that EP is really cool.
Yeah, awesome. And before we got interrupted, we're also here to talk about you're playing a headline show at Whammy Bar on the 7th of March, which is this Saturday. That's also with support from Cream Jean and Tooms. How are you feeling about the show?
Right. We're really looking forward to it. We haven't played since like August last year or something, I think. So yeah, we're not doing it in aid of releasing something or anything. Well, we are releasing some stuff very, very soon, but we just kind of want to dust the cobwebs off and sort of remind people we're still a band, really. Just play with some of our friends, and the night came up at Whammy, so we were like, hell yeah, let's go.
Yeah, awesome. Super exciting and nice to be playing with friends, I guess.
We have new songs to play and stuff, so that's cool. Like, we've been working on an album, a bunch of new material, so it's cool to be able to like road test that in some ways. It's like, I think on the set, our last record we did, about half of it was just like written in the studio, and it's kind of a strange thing to do. And you know, you're kind of being a live band or kind of being having that kind of instant feedback from people and kind of, or just sort of seeing, like getting a sense of how it's being received, and the kind of music is mostly sort of immediate. So it's kind of cool to play this stuff we have been working on.
Yeah, the live response to new music is always really special, I also think, just from a listener's perspective. And now, Tom, your second pick for us is from a band that B listeners also really love, duo. We've got Water From Your Eyes. This is Born For on 95 BFM. What's Cooking?
This is Water From Your Eyes with Born For. You're listening to What's Cooking here on BFM, and we're joined by Tom from Guardian Singles. Tom, talk to us a little bit about this track. We love Water From Your Eyes. I think they're so awesome. But what do you think about this track?
I mean, I like it because I chose it. But I'm the same. I'm not like an expert on them or anything. Durham from Guardian Singles, the guitarist, he got me into them a couple of years ago.
Mm.
Just based on other interests that we have, like me and him listen to a lot of electronic stuff. We'll talk about that a lot, and kind of other stuff that's influenced his other project, Green Grove. We talk about just like kind of lost, even not necessarily like lost records that no one has, but things that kind of sound Lost, which, if that makes any sense, is stuff that kind of sounds like it's in its own universe. I think for me, these guys, they sort of sound like doing something not nostalgic. They're not trying to, or that they don't sound like they're trying to convince you of any kind of, they don't sound like a freaking Instagram filter, you know what I mean? They don't sound like they're like being retro, or they sound like they're kind of creating something with the gear they've got that's sort of quite transcendental, and it's playful and sort of its own thing. I really like it.
Yeah, totally. I feel like they're so, I think like with a lot of music, and I don't even mean this in a bad way, just a lot of it can feel quite copy and paste, or like people are drawing quite directly from others, I guess like older music. But I do feel like with Water From Your Eyes, like they're so expansive in terms of genre, and they kind of sit in their own space with that.
Yeah, I think that kind of comes from like the sort of feedback loop comes from a lot of old, like shit bands that really influenced Guardians as well.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's kind of like early 80s stuff or late 70s stuff that really probably didn't have much of its place in the sun when it first came out, because it just didn't reach a wide audience. But like heaps of, for example, heaps of shoegaze stuff that's like now super big, just reaches massive audience because internet and reels and shit, it's sort of gross, but
Instagram reels mentioned.
But it's just like something, it sounds like an old man yells at Sky, I'm like, reels. It's reels, and it's the reason my marriage broke up. No, just kidding. What was I talking about? Oh yeah, the internet. Water From Your Eyes are a really good band.
They are a really good band. We agree.
I think that kind of people want to get influenced by older stuff. It can just sort of sound like a bit loopy and a feedback loop and stuff. But shit, I'm kind of guilty of that myself. So I don't know.
Nah, I don't think that's a bad thing at all. I think we're all drawing from each other for a reason. But yeah, I feel like those last two tracks, I feel like, you mentioned there before these kind of formative bands for Guardian singles, or formative listening together. I'd love to kind of hear a little bit more about that. Do you have any formative first memories with music together, or like how that kind of started for you guys, or those bonding bands?
Me and Perry, who was the first bass player, it was Belter Space, I think, were a big one.
I love.
Yeah, that was a pretty big one. Yeah. Wire, the band Wire, was a big one for us. Like we did a Wire cover in our first set, and we did a cover by a band called The Sound. That was another big one. Our first record. A lot of like I think V was into a lot more of the. They had like a really kind of, they're like super literate and garage, American garage stuff. I sort of was more like, I mean, we all kind of like similar stuff, but probably not as much as Fee has like that rather encyclopedic knowledge from being on the road in America for a long time and meeting a lot of like that sort of messy kind of, I don't know how to compare it to. It's just that post-Kill Rock Stars, Olympia Sound and the New York, like they were in Brooklyn when that stuff was kicking off. So knows a lot of that kind of world. For me, I don't really listen to heat guitar music, but Protomato was a big one as well. And Fian introduced me to those guys. I love them.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
Excellent picks.
The Paul was another one again.
Yeah. The lot. You've got one last track selection for us today before we play a track of your own. This one's by Preoccupations, and it's called Emuar, or Mur, however.
Yeah, I think it's Mur.
Mur. I don't know. You're on BFM, and this is What's Cooking. We'll be right back.
Dissipate and evaporate in
It feels illegal to start talking now because they're just getting started. It's getting faster and faster and faster. We have Tom of Guardian Singles on the line today for What's Cooking. This is Preoccupations by Mo, or is it the other way around?
Other way around.
Oh, this is Mo by Preoccupations. What I wanted to say is that I feel as though, I think especially when I was younger, there was a really huge focus on the importance of lyrics and lyrical content being how people kind of connect with the song. And I still agree with that, like lyrics are probably the way I connect with artists the most. But I think there's something really to be said of just kind of being able to sit for 2 minutes in just kind of like a wall of guitar, which can be really beautiful and is something that, I don't know, has been, I don't know, allowed me to enjoy music in a different way. And that's kind of what the beginning of the song got me thinking of. I don't know if you relate in that way.
You can listen to bands that have lyrics that still feel like they don't, like Cocked Overdose or something, where it's, and you've just got like no idea what the hell is going on.
This is so true.
But that's part of it, you know, kind of not everything has to mean something, I think, lyrically. I think there gets a lot of like pressure put on, I think a lot of vocalists probably put pressure on themselves about that. It's like not everything's Bob Dylan or folk music or whatever, you know, it doesn't have to have like that kind of message. I think that at the time, if you're playing, at this time playing punk music or loud music, it feels like you've got to have like a hat in the ring of any sort of conversation of the day, you know?
Like I could write an English essay about this, the topics of my song, you know?
Yeah. It's going to come from somewhere, but it's like, it's scary to think that like you're trying to sort of express ideas or your actual feelings over music. This sounds incredibly obvious today, but It's not going to come out in the way that like it necessarily is always going to make sense to somebody else. I think that for us, for me, it's just, I try to kind of go off vibes more, and then that will hit like 40% of the time. And, you know, just kind of keep trying. But I know what it's definitely bad if I'm kind of intentionally writing about a subject, or I'm trying to, if I've done that in the past, I just feel like it kind of falls on its face.
Yeah, totally. I also just like, what was I gonna say? You have a performance coming up this weekend. You're playing at Whammy with support from Cream Jean and Tombs. You can grab tickets from Under the Radar. Live performance, perhaps some new music we hear is coming our way.
Yeah, we've got about 6 new songs or 7 new songs that we're playing, so that aren't recorded yet. We're really looking forward for everyone to hear those.
Yeah, I find it so great. I had been going to Elliot and Vincent gigs quite a lot before they had anything released. Mm. And I remember hearing the recording for the first time and thought, I've heard so many different kind of iterations of this song. And it's so cool, you know, being there when albums are just starting to be written.
Yeah, you're seeing something kind of like form out of like a mist or something, and something kind of material, like hearing something materialize over. There's some bands that I've seen, or friends of mine's bands that I've seen over the years, where you kind of get to see or hear different versions, and then actually hear recorded versions and him throw those out and be like, actually, really good 3 years ago.
Yeah, totally. And not a new song, but we're going to listen to a BFM favorite of yours, Chad and Stacey. This is from Feed Me to the Doves, an album that was released in 2023. Thank you so much, Tom, for your time. We've loved your picks, and we're so excited to listen to your song, so excited to see you performing at Whammy Bar on Saturday. Tickets under the radar. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Tom.
Cool. See you later.
See you later. Have a good night. Bye.
What's cooking on 95 BFM?